trying to make it the bluebird of free speech. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. That's Elon Musk's plan in making a $43 billion offer to buy all the stock in Twitter. Musk telling the 2022 TED conference on Thursday.
Twitter has become kind of the de facto town square. It's really important that people have both the reality and the perception that they are able to speak freely within the bounds of the law.
Musk offering to pay $54.20 a share for Twitter. The company's management reportedly considering a poison pill maneuver that would allow existing shareholders to buy more stock at deeply discounted rates, but that would greatly devalue the company. Accused New York subway shooter Frank James in court yesterday, ordered held without bond until his trial on federal terrorism charges, but his attorney, Maya Eisner-Greenberg, warning against a rush to judgment.
Initial press and police reports in cases like this one are often inaccurate. Mr. James is entitled to a fair trial, and we will ensure that he receives one.
The judge agreeing to her request for a psychiatric examination for her client, whom prosecutors say shot 10 people Tuesday morning. A former Trump White House aide testified for hours yesterday to the House committee investigating the Capitol incursion.
Former White House senior advisor Stephen Miller appeared for the January 6th committee in a virtual setting. Fox News is told Miller filed a lawsuit last month trying to quash a committee subpoena for his phone records and had resisted previous requests for testimony. His testimony comes weeks after Ivanka Trump and her husband Jared Kushner, both also senior aides in the Trump administration, agreed to hours of testimony with investigators.
Fox's Jared Halperin. Police and Palestinian protesters clashing in Jerusalem on Good Friday morning. 67 people reported hurt. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The president of Ukraine saluting his countrymen for 50 days of standing up to Russian invaders.
Ukrainian President Zelensky says Ukraine was initially given just 5 days until defeat by the Russians. But now on the 51st day of this war, Ukraine continues to defy expectations.
50 days of the Russian invasion, even though the occupiers have given us a maximum of five. That's how they know us.
We're learning more about the toll of human suffering and devastation in the city of Mariupol. The UN saying people are being starved to death after Russian troops obliterated most of that town. Ukrainians' fight for the city is ongoing, although Russia claims Ukrainian troops surrendered there.
Fox's Matt Finn in western Ukraine. A Russian-guided missile cruiser is now at the bottom of the Black Sea, sinking in a storm after an onboard fire, which Ukrainian forces say was the result of their missile attack, a claim the Kremlin denies. A physical therapist has been convicted of killing his wife, their three kids, and the family dog at their home in suburban Orlando in late 2019. Anthony Todd had told the jury he confessed to the killings only to cover for his wife, whom he claimed had killed the kids and then herself. He'll be sentenced to life in prison. An online marketplace has been hit with a wrongful death lawsuit.
The federal lawsuit filed on behalf of the victim's family after the parents of five children were fatally shot and robbed in Colorado after using the app to try to buy a used SUV in suburban Denver in 2020. The suit claims Let Go was negligent because it allowed the suspected shooter to become a verified seller using a fake name and despite his criminal history. The lawsuit, which also names OfferUp as a defendant, argues that while LetGo advertises working with law enforcement to keep its millions of users safe, the only requirement to become a verified seller is a working email address. Lisa LaSera, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.